Hello and welcome back to Trinity Podcast. My name is Hammy and this is the last episode of DCEU movies being reviewed. This is episode 11, part 3D, and it's the last one. It's 26 minutes. I don't have much to add except thank you for the ride, and we say thank you a lot at the end of this episode, so you might want to stick around. It gets a bit emotional. Without any further ado, grab your cup of tea, let's chillax, and let's just jump right into it.
My man!
We are having another nightmare sequence for Batman, Mera, Flash, and Cyborg, and some other people are sneaking in, trying to do something. Joker has a talk with Batman, which has become a be very careful with what you say next. That's not very careful. That's kind of like what happened with Warren Brothers when they released the Zack Snyder's trilogy. And they said, like, all the fans were like, is it releasing this meme that, like, be very careful with what you say next? And then they said the completion trilogy of Zack Snyder, and everyone's like, that's not very careful.
No, there was a few things here that there was one thing here that the scene between Joker and Batman, I think this is the first time we've ever gone to scene between this Batman and this Joker, right? Like a proper scene.
Yeah.
Dialogue, awesome.
Yeah.
And like the bit where he's talking about like people dying in Batman's arms, and then like he talks about Harley.
You know, it's funny that you would talk about people who died in my arms, because when I held Harley Quinn and she was bleeding and dying, she begged me with her last breath. Then when I killed you, and make no mistake, I will fucking kill you, then I do it slow. I'm gonna honor that promise.
Oh, that was so good.
Oh, God. And then, like, even, like, Jared Leto's performance here, where his hands are shaking for a bit in fear.
Yeah.
You see the fear, and he's just like, ah, you got me.
You're good. You almost had me.
And then the whole, like, who's going to give you a reach around? And the funniest part about this was, when he said the reach around comment, the camera just stops at Batman's face as he contemplates for a little second. Like, who is going to give... Like, it genuinely, I think at that point, they were implying that they were actually fucking each other.
What?
To me, at least. That was my headcanon. Because when the Joker's like, yo, who's going to give you the reach around, Bruce? And then it lingers on Batman's face while he says nothing.
I don't think that was the implication.
It's canon. It's too late. Zack Snyder's over. <Ezra. laughs> And the favor comes in. I even like the Joker's laugh here, where it's like, so it's like kind of cackly. Very creepy.
Yeah, man, it's just unsettling.
And then Superman comes and everyone readies up to battle, and then Bruce Wayne wakes up and he's in his house and there's a weird green dude outside. So he has a chat with them. The guy says, next time there's a fight, count me in. It's like,
yeah. By the way, reshoot, right? Like, this is definitely reshoot, because like, Ben Affleck's looking a bit slim here, dude.
A really thin, yeah.
Yeah, this is a reshoot. And also, this scene, they were supposed to have Jon Stewart here. Yes. But, yeah, the Warren Brothers is a freezes fuck.
Oh, pew, pew.
And, yeah, the movie ends. Finally.
Well, it was also weird when he says,
oh, and some have called me the Martian Manhunter.
No one says that. No one, like, I'm not gonna come up to your crew and be like, you can call me, because Martian Manhunter is not his actual birth name, is it?
No,
it's not. It's just a moniker.
Sean,
right?
Jones. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Martian Manhunter is basically a title he was given.
But apparently nobody calls him that.
Technically,
right?
A police officer back in Mars.
That's nobody should call him that, because nobody knew he was there. Like, nobody knew he was around.
Yeah.
Nobody,
he can
call
literally call himself something else, right? Like,
yeah.
Anything he wants. You can. We have Superman and The Flash, so you can choose any cool name.
Yeah, but he's choosing the title he was given on Mars. So,
oh, is that the title? True to name. I just heard him say that under his breath. He was like, "Late."
So, what do you think of the movie overall?
For Autumn, thank Thank you, yeah, Zack Snyder, for this.
Before we continue, just give overall. Deary gave a 2.8 to the previous Justice League.
Oh, God.
Victor, he gave it 4. I gave it 0.6.
Yikes. I'm assuming this goes higher than that, right? Correct me if I'm wrong, guys. This goes higher than that.
Oh, we don't know, man. Let's give him some suspense.
Oh, God. Okay, cool. So, I think I'll go first just because I feel like you guys have way more to say, feel a lot more enthusiastic than this film than I would, right? Because, don't get me wrong, I love this film as well, so don't worry. We're all on the same page. This film's great. Okay, get that out of the way before anyone, wants to mention me. I will say what I said in the beginning. This film dramatically changes the context of the entire DCEU for me, where we've been clamoring for a long time and we've been, kind of beating up Warner Brothers with a stick. Not that they cared, because they don't know we exist. But, the idea of do what the MCU did with Kevin Feige, right? Where they have one singular man and one singular vision running the whole thing, right? Even with Phase 1 and Phase 2, where they had Joss Whedon helming majority of Phase 2, for better or for worse, at least have a singular vision and commit to it. Don't come in with your big old studio hands and fuck shit up just based on what you think demographics would like or what you think the world would want just to compete with your main rival, your main competitor, which is Marvel, right? We do get the third sequence of the supposed trilogy, I guess, that Zack Snyder was promised, and we get to see it come into full fruition, right? The whole dark atmosphere, it worked in Man of Steel for me, and then BVS, it worked again, and then over here, it worked as well. I was trying to think of something of nuance to say there, but it's a tricky one. Because do I rate this in terms of, had this of come out in 2017, what would I have thought? Or do I just rate it after the fact, right?
I think you have to rate it after the fact.
I still do prefer Man of Steel over this. I have to I have to throw that out there. Man of Steel, I think, did a much better job of being as and also it's very kind of hard to compare because this is a 4-hour film. Mm. So there's way more time to develop and flesh out characters than we would have gone in a 2-hour film, right? God, there's so much I want to say, but I feel like I've already said everything I wanted to say throughout the run of the film. So I guess I'll just give it a score, right? God, this is hard. Because I don't know how much of it is recency bias and hype, right? I'll place this between Shazam and Man of Steel, I think. So Shazam got 7.1, right? Man of Steel got 7.8. Oh, God! I'm actually racking my brain.
do you want to do the voting, the numbers after you heard Victor's and I's, so you have some time to think about it?
No, I'll throw it in right now. I'll throw it in the towel for it, because I think I have to just cement it.
What Rahab for?
7.4. I'll give it a 7.4 out of 10. Yeah. So yeah, what did Ryan think? Sorry.
I'm 6.5.
Oh, okay.
He was going to say 7, but he said, first he said 7, and then he changed his vote to 6.5.
Okay.
But I think if he was in this podcast, he would have rated higher.
Yeah, just based on yeah.
Yeah.
It is different when you look back at it and all the great and amazing moments that this film has had.
Yeah. Victor, what do you think? Because I feel like I'm going to give it the highest.
Okay. So should I just talk about how I like the movie and stuff like that?
Yeah, overall, just everything, go for it.
Okay, overall, I think this movie is a masterpiece. I'm just saying that for myself. The reason why I say it's a masterpiece is because of, I think, dialogue is amazing. Visually speaking, it's with Zack Snyder, it wasn't going to be bad. It gives respect. That's the one thing that I wanted. And that's what upset me so much about 2017's Justice League, was that it didn't respect the characters. And it was just trying to sell a movie. And you know when you feel this thing is basically trying to sell toys and a film or whatever like that. It doesn't delve into why these characters are important for other people. And it's not like DC hasn't done it before. They did it with Wonder Woman, they did it with Aquaman, they did it in BVS and in Man of Steel. And even, to be honest, you could kind of argue maybe Shazam as well. But with this movie, Zack Snyder is just showing how amazing these characters are. Throughout the 4 hours, he's essentially saying, look how awesome these people are, look how overpowered they are, look at the cool stuff that they can do, but look at how they are as people as well, or how they interact with each other. And for any comic book fan, for any person that likes comic books and they read the individual issues and stuff like that, one of the greatest things about collecting Justice League comics or Avengers comics or even major storylines is the fact that you can mix and match all of these different comic issues and it can make sense and stuff like that. I will say, though, that personally speaking, I think it would have been probably more beneficial for them to release different superhero movies and then do it as a Justice League rather than doing it as a Justice League first and then it spreads out into their own things, because it was a harder task to manage, which is why he needed the 4 hours. Another thing as well is that this film, obviously it coming out after everything that was going on with him having to leave the project and the reshoots and everything like that, and the fans wanting it back. This movie, we've already spoken about how it is, what I personally believe, it is just for the fans. And that's why I can't necessarily tell somebody who's not really interested in comic book movies at all, I can't really tell them, oh, you should watch the movie, because I know this movie wouldn't help bring them in. They'll just leave more confused. If it was just like saying, for me, how I feel about this movie, I would have given it like a 9. But I'm trying to rate it in terms of how it is as like a sellable film and to reach like a mass audience, because that is, again, like the job of the movie. So in that sense, I would rate it like an 8.4. So it's still below Aquaman and Man of Steel, but it's definitely up there as one of the best movies in the DCEU. So yeah, 8.4.
Ooh, all right, fair review, Mr. Hammond.
First of all, I don't understand people that complain about time. A lot of people say like, oh, it's 4 hours long and I can't be asked to watch it, and then they marathon Winter Soldier. Or they complain that they don't have time to watch this movie, and then they just watch the whole season of anime. Complaining about time, especially the fact that the movie is created in a way that's divided into 6 parts.
Mm.
No one can argue that, like, okay, just watch like 2 parts and then pause it and then come back whenever. It's not that hard. Now, one thing I do like to complain about is towards HBO. HBO, come on, man, hurry up, get on with time. Don't be just available in US. Release HBO Max to everything, including UK and Europe and your fans everywhere. I don't know what's wrong with Warner Brothers and not liking to make money, but that's the trope they are going. So, oh well. Do you think Joss Whedon personally wanted to attack this movie at the time when they said they are asking Joss Whedon to direct the rest of the Justice League? I'll be honest, I didn't get it. I was afraid that it was going to be basically the AI movie. I don't know if you guys know the AI movie. Originally, the first movie was done by another director. The movie was being directed by another director. The first director was very well known for his dark and gloomy perspective over life. And then the second director that came in on board halfway through was a director that very famous for his happy ending, Spielberg.
Mm.
So it's very very well known for his view of world being happy, and obviously it wasn't successful in the box office, even though it's like one of the classics right now, but it's not the greatest movie out. And I thought Warner Brothers would have learned that over the time, but they went with, I think they wanted to play safe and they wanted to be more like Marvel and say like, you know what, we are going, anyways, whatever. I do think Joss Whedon actually had personal vendetta against certain people, because it doesn't make sense to me. Certain scenes were cut, some of the storyline were cut, and some of the things that were done differently. Just don't get it. Why would you do that? There's no doubt that this movie wouldn't have been done because of the fans. So naturally, there are parts in the movie which are for the fans. And I can understand that there are many people that are not so heavily obsessed with DC as much as I like to think I am. So I can understand many people think that it's a pretty decent movie. It's like, I haven't heard a single person that says it's a shit movie.
Mm.
Everyone says like, it's either pretty good or it's amazing. I'm one of those that think this movie is actually great and amazing, but I can see the point of people that say it's not the best movie out there. If it was up to me, I love this, the way they handle the characters like Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, I didn't like. Like the music and the slow-mos was kind of over the top, but alright, he did what he did. And then, I didn't like the Atlanteans. I'm kind of 50-50. It's not like I didn't like it. It was just, like, I don't know. I liked James Wan's, Atlantis more than Zack Snyder's. Flash and Cyborg were the basically the stars of this movie. They won this movie over. They shined really well. I really love Flash, and I think Cyborg was done injustice in the previous movie. No pun intended.
Heavily,
yeah. And I think the movie's great. If I were to vote for it as a fan who is super obsessed and shut my eyes and ears towards the mistakes of the movie, I would give it like 9.2. But there are a few plot holes in this and some things that I don't quite get. And like, I can see the point of, like, I can see the problems that this movie has. Nonetheless, this movie is one of my favorites of DC. I think it's better than Man of Steel.
Damn.
To be fair, this movie had 4 hours to win me over.
Fair enough.
I can't give it 9.2 because I know it has problems. Nothing's perfect. I'm going to give it 8.8.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Which is the same number I gave Wonder Woman. But
This movie is on par with Wonder Woman for you?
Yeah, probably better than Wonder Woman, because I would, like, if you ask me now, I would give Wonder Woman less than 8.8.
That's fair. I was also like,
oh my god, is this character development?
This might be, yeah. No, while you guys were talking, I was actually like contemplating this, if 7.4 is the true score I want to give this, right? And with your, like, you guys were giving like a natural detailed review, and I was like, this is actually very like good time for me to actually like collect my thoughts now that I've already. It's like that thing of like when you want to decide on two things and you flip heads or tails, and then you are upset that it's tails, which meant that you wanted heads.
You wanted heads, yeah.
And I was contemplating, I'm like, 7.4, the actual score that I want to give this. And then the only thing I could really compare it to, and like in the entire roster of DC, but like the actual Justice League that came out, which I don't think is a fair comparison because that one was really bad, is Man of Steel, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all the relatively like biblical undertones and the grander than life nature that Zack wants to put into his films. And just on my personal metric, right, at 7.4, is it fair to give this movie a 7.4? I slated all this up to, as if I was going to not do that. And like, I'm still trying to convince myself if 7.4 is too high. I do think my true score is lower than 7.4. But I can't bring myself to lower, like, because Shazam is a 7.1. And I don't want to give this a film. Like, I think this is a better film than Shazam by, like, a long shot. And, like, the errors of this, like, the only problems I really had with this film, that one Martian Manhunter scene and the whole Lois coincidentally being there, right?
Yeah, that's, like, I agree with that fact, 100%.
But I can't think of, like, yeah, sorry, go on.
I was going to say, like, yeah, I agree. Like, Martian Manhunter could have been handled so much better. And Lois Lane could have been given purpose instead of just a
big time,
like,
big
aimless time. But then at the same time, you could say Lois Lane, like, the purpose of doing, this is just me trying really hard to see Zack Snyder's point of view on this, but Lois Lane didn't have any purpose because he lost his North Star, her North Star.
She lost her North Star, right?
Yeah, that therefore she didn't have any purpose.
Which is another weird thing as well, right? Because people mourn, like, death in a relationship, right?
Yeah.
But like, I mean, not to like discount anything, but like, I don't know how long she knew Superman or what she was playing with him, or like, I mean, I don't know her circumstances either, right? Yeah, I don't know, because like, I guess usually like a film would start at 10 for me. It's like, I know how usually people when they score films, they're like, starts at a 0, what are all the good points, right? Usually for me it's like, it starts at a 10, what are all the bad points? It's weird because I don't think there's been a film like this in that it's split into 6 parts. It's a 4-hour flip. It's essentially the lost, you know, like when they talk about like the lost episode of SpongeBob or the lost episode of like One Piece or whatever. This is literally the lost film that we never got.
Don't jinx it, but yeah.
I mean, it was. We got it now, though. So I mean, I don't know how I can jinx.
Like, let's hope it's not going to be the last one.
Oh, sorry, lost, not lost. Lost isn't like the one that would have been lost to history. Like the Nicolas Cage Superman, I guess, that we never got.
Oh, right.
Or the Michael Jackson Spider-Man that we never got.
I'm sorry, that it took me a second.
Wait,
to realize what you just said.
Wait, you didn't know? No, that's not a joke.
I knew about it. I knew because he wanted to buy the rights to it. But it's just, you just like putting it in. I was like, wait, what?
it's really hard for me because like, I feel like 7.4 is too high. Like, just not like as in for this film, but just on the metric that I've judged on all the other DC films, right? But I do think this is a better film than, like, the Wonder Woman score I've given. Like, I think it's a better film than Shazam. And, like, I don't... Oh, God. And I the only reason I give Man of Steel a higher score is it's a more compact film with a clear goal, right? And it has less to juggle and, like, a linear... So... Oh God. Okay. You know what? Sorry. I shouldn't have spoken, but yeah, it's a 7.4. I was trying to convince myself throughout this entire monologue if it should be lower than a 7.4. After you guys gave it, like, really good scores as well. But I guess this film just wins, dude. Fuck you, Zack Snyder. You did it. Like, you're a madman. You actually did it, dude. God. So that's it, right? That's the entire DCEU run thus far, right?
Yes.
We did it, boys! can we add, like, a fake audience?
Yeah, I was gonna do
that. Thank you.
Finally finished everything DC written. But we're not done with anything DC related. What could be next?
And if you subscribe to our Patreon, we'll do Catwoman as well. So.
Oh, Halle Berry's Catwoman.
Yeah. We don't have a Patreon. I just so
or just, you know, throw us money. We are not going to say no.
Head up my OnlyFans or yeah.
Is there anything you guys want to add?
I have a few things I want to say.
Hi, Echo.
I think this is the most appropriate time to say, boys, thank you for joining me on this DC EU run. It's been an absolute pleasure having both of you guys here. Prior to this podcast. I don't know why I suddenly sound American or half American, but prior to this podcast, I had limited interaction with Mr. Victor Mamaka.
Oh,
and I'm glad to say, I'm very glad to have you as a very frequent part of my life, and I look forward to future casts and how we just clicked instantly.
Leave the room.
No, you're in this too, Hammy. Don't worry. And like, because I was saving you for this, but I feel like both me and Victor, and I guess everyone who's come on. Should and are speaking on your behalf, Victor, so take it. But I have to afford you, like, the most, like, the utmost thanks for being, like, arguably one of the most hardworking and diligent people that I've known in, like, a very long time. You've made this super easy for us, and, like, the amount of times me and Vic had to both reschedule, and you've always been ready to record, but it's just been us kind of, like, not really fumbling the bag, but, like, we have our own stuff to deal with, and you've been very understanding about it.
Aww, thank you, guys. Like, you've been the same as well. Like, there were many times that I was unavailable, and you were so patient with me. Every time I mucked the tapping on the table or the arms, you were understanding, and I appreciate that, yeah. And
it's also, not the same! It's not the same because you're editing, and you're handling our socials, so you're doing all of the, like, you know, the puppet master stuff, you know. So yeah, we're only returning. I mean, the people who are listening are thinking, like, God, get a room, guys. But, like, genuinely speaking, I'm very grateful to have both of you guys as co-hosts, and I look forward to continuing this journey into reviewing, talking, what have you.
The next level.
Yes. Yeah. Plus Ultra.
Yeah.
Oh, TPN to the moon.
To the moon. Boom, boom,
boom. And the skies, and infinity and beyond.
I never mind. We're canceling this.
I actually wanted to say, yeah, thank you guys too. Like, I was the one that was actually begging you guys, like, please do this podcast for free. I don't want to do it alone. And you guys were, like, brave enough to say, like, yeah, why not? And I appreciate that. Thank you so much, and thank you for putting up with me. And it means a lot. And I ask you guys to do some weirdest things, and you're like, yeah, sure, let's do it. Why not? So, yeah, thanks. And as for the future, we got some amazing announcements to come.
I guess last thanks goes to, like, all two of our listeners, all two of you guys.
Thanks to my mom and dad, and that's it. Yes.
Yeah, and all the people who thought they were finding, like, a Christianity-related podcast, but came to the...
Yeah.
This podcast instead, like, wildly mistaken. But we're glad to have you guys here too.
We appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, I'm tearing up. You guys have anything else to add before I grab my tissues?
What, you gonna jack off?
What? No, to clear up my tears, man.
Oh, right.
I knew that was coming out of your mouth. I knew
it. Had to come out of my mouth. Of course. But I got nothing else. I look forward to the introspective look or retrospective look, whatever the right term is. Yeah.
All right. Hey, Victor, where can people find you? I miss saying that.
You can find me on Instagram or Twitter at Victor Namako. So it's the same on both. On Twitter, I'm starting to speak a lot more now that I've kind of finished my studies. I think I have fire tweets. Nobody retweets me, but, you know, whatever. It is what it is.
Always the case.
Deary, where can people find you?
On Instagram.com/legendary. The crusade for Deary will still continue, but we have a new social. But, like, I'm still figuring out the app for that one, so I won't give it away just yet, because I want to get the perfect app for it.
Is it your OnlyFans page?
No. It's actually, we'll figure that one out. We'll cross that bridge when we get there.
All would you right. sell toe pics on OnlyFans if you could?
That's for the Trinity Just Talk, so we'll discuss that next time. Where can we find you, Hany?
You can find me at KURAISENSEI, Cry Sensei, at anything, really. Even Linktree/Cry Sensei, and he has all of my links.
Yep.
But
LinkedIn, Indeed, Monster, eHarmony, Match.com.
Yep. You can also find the Trinity page's Instagram on the Trinity Podcast, or you can go to Linktree or linktree.ee/Trinity Podcast. That has all the links to our website, to our podcast, Discord, Instagram, and every outlet that we are available to listen to. So, yeah, let's get cracking.
Sweet.
Any last words before we say goodbye?
Thanks for listening to, like, this, what, 4 hour? 3 hour?
Yeah, something like that.
God, have fun editing this, dude. Yeah.
This was Trinity Podcast Network. Trinity Podcast is Justice League. So it's the same thing. Twice as long as the 2017 version.
And it'll be at this format to preserve our creative integrity.
Fuck the studios! Sorry.
Have a good night, good morning, and good afternoon. Adios.
Peace.
Deary, you're not gonna say bye?
Nah.
Alright, guys, thank you very much. Woo!
My man.